Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. Thank you for taking time to tune us in today. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God, and also celebrating, of course, this time of year, the birth of our Savior. What a wonderful Savior He is, given by God to redeem a sinful world from their sins and give them a home in heaven. Thank God for the perfect plan of salvation that came through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we trust the program be a blessing to you today. Going to have a couple of songs now before we go into the Word of God. Want to send it out to the shut-ins, those that's lost loved ones, of course, too. We'd like to send it out to you this morning and hope it'll be a help to you and blessing to you as God gives you grace to go through the things you're going through with now. Folks have lost loved ones. There's been folks that are sick and just a lot of things going on today, but I'm glad in the midst of it all, we have a Savior. His name is Jesus, and He cares about every one of us today. Hope it'll be a blessing to you now. You listen as they sing. All right, we have another one now. I love this old song. You listen as it sings.
On their way.
Amen. Well, I'm glad there's a Bethlehem and there's a Savior. My goodness, where would we be without the Lord today? Wonderful Savior that we have, and I hope you're celebrating the birth of our Lord in the right way this morning. And this coming Christmas time, a lot of folks got to go to the package store. They got to go to the beer store and the wine cellars and try to get something to celebrate the birth of our Lord when he wasn't for any of that, but he was a perfect Savior. Amen. So I trust you're celebrating the right way this morning, and God will bless you if you'll do that today also. So it's a real joy. I want to invite you once again to be in church with us today here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock and worship service around 10:50. And I'll be back tonight in the service at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 on Wednesday. Now, of course, that may change. I'm not sure about that this morning, about this middle of the week. So you pray that God just have his way this morning. And we will go take our Bibles now and turn to the book of Luke chapter 2. Now, this morning, we've been preaching, of course, for a few weeks on getting ready for Christmas, and it's here. Christmas is here. Jesus had been born in Bethlehem of Judea. We find the reference there in Luke chapter 1 and 2. We find the birth of our Lord, and what a wonderful thing that was to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a blessing it was, amen, for them to do that. And what a tremendous time that it was, a tremendous day when Jesus was born there, when the shepherds came and to see the Lord there in the stable in the manger. Thank God the revelation of God showed them that he was there, he'd come, and the Savior of the world was manifested, and they beheld that Lamb as he lay there in that manger. Amen. The blessed Lamb of God that was going to come to take our sins away and to redeem us by his wonderful grace. So the world had been waiting on the Savior to come. The people of God, the devout children of God, those had their hope in the Lord. They weren't following the ways of this world, but they was looking to the Lord for the redemption in Israel when he was going to come. Didn't seem like a time that he was going to come. Things were bad. There's under the oppression of Rome. There was sin on every side. The religious leaders of their day were apostate and wasn't following the things of the Scripture. And my, I'm telling you, it was a bad time when Jesus came the first time. Sort of reminds you of today, doesn't it? It's going to be a bad time when Jesus comes the second time. Already is. He may come today. But anyway, they were looking for the consolation of Israel. They were looking for the Savior of the world, because God had made some promises back in the Old Testament Scriptures. He made some promises. Of course, even the book of Genesis, the enmity between Satan and the woman, the enmity was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, already in the plan of God before Adam was ever formed. God already had a plan for redemption. Praise God this morning for that. So we find here in the book of Luke chapter 2, we find Jesus had already been born, and he was 8 days old, and he was brought, of course, to the temple by his parents, and there they came to circumcise him, and there in the temple. And well, what a blessed day that was. There were some folks in the temple that day looking for the consolation of Israel. There were some folks there. There was Simeon, and then there was Anna. There was those that was expecting the Lord Jesus that was going to come. And so the Bible said that he was there just waiting, and 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child. His name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which just said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves are two young pigeons. And so they came there, Mary and Joseph. They brought him for the circumcision according to the law of God. Now, in verses 25, the Bible said, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came to this end of this, he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents were brought, and when the parents brought him the child Jesus to do it for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And that Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. So now we find the Lord Jesus brought into the temple. There he was, the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world, brought into the temple. Now look at Simeon this morning. Let's look at old Simeon. Here he was, a saint of God there in the temple, and he was waiting for something. He was expecting the Lord to come the first time. Some promises had been made to him by the Holy Ghost. Now, if I've ever seen a man that was walking with God, this man was walking with God. He didn't give up and give out and give in after this old sinful world that he was living in, but his heart and his thoughts and his mind was on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, look at this man now, the words of the prophet Simeon, which we find here in the Word of God. First of all, look at the man, his character. Something about this man was different from this old world around him. The Bible said, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem. There was a man in Jerusalem. The man's name was Simeon. Amen. And that's what the Bible said. His name was Simeon. There was a man in Jerusalem. You see, God hadn't forgotten about Jerusalem. God hadn't forgotten about this old sinful world that folks was living in. He hadn't forgotten about the promises that was made by the prophets back there as he inspired them to write. God hadn't forgot any of these things that was going to take place. I know there had been no open revelation from God for those a long time there between Malachi and between Matthew. There was a time when there was no open revelation from God. But all of a sudden, praise God, Jesus had come. Praise God. Amen. He'd come to this world. And my friend, born of a virgin, there the Virgin Mary conceived and brought forth a son, called his name Jesus. And so there were some people looking for this baby, and it was going to come because this babe was the Savior of this world. So here was a man. Here's a man, just an ordinary man, but a man of God was waiting there in the temple. The Bible said he was in Jerusalem. You see, this man, he didn't plan on moving anywhere else. This man had got some promises from the Lord. And this man, my friend, was settled in his convictions. There were some things that he was looking for, and there were some promises that had been made to him, and God was making those promises. First of all, look at his character. Oh, this man had a great character. There was something about him, and it was different. First of all, the Bible said he was a just man. Oh, yes, he was a just man. That meant he is a redeemed man, and he wasn't just a religious fanatic somewhere. No, he was a child of God. He believed the scriptures. He loved his Lord. And my friend, he was a godly man. He was a saved man. He'd been redeemed by the marvelous grace of an almighty God. He believed on the Lord Jesus Christ that he was going to come and manifest himself to a sinful world. So this man's character was just. Secondly, he's devout. He was devoted to the things of God. His mind constantly every day was upon the things of God. His thoughts and his actions and everything about Simeon. And my friend was devout. He was a devout Christian. He loved his Lord. Amen. He was looking for the Savior of this world. He'd lived all those years with that promise resounding in his soul. And when the Holy Ghost told him he wasn't going to die till he seen the Lord's Christ. Oh, yes, my friend. Praise God. I tell you, he is devout man. That's right. He was looking for the Savior. Praise God. Now, if you're just looking for the Savior today, you'll be counted as a fanatic. And looking for Jesus to come. Why should you want him to come? Well, he's the Redeemer. Thank God. Already been here one time and died for the sins of the world. And we're back to glory. And we're looking for him the second time. And he's going to come just as sure as he came the first time. Amen. And so the Bible said he was looking for the Savior. What the Bible say about us today? Looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. There's a hope that Jesus is coming. I know he's coming. He's made the promise. The Word of God tells us that he's going to come. And so he was looking for the Savior. He was saved. He is devout. He was looking for the Savior. Fourthly, the Holy Ghost was upon him. Praise God, the Holy Ghost was upon him. This man had the fullness of the Spirit of God in his life. The Holy Ghost was his constant companion. It was upon him. You could just get around old Simeon and know that he'd been with God. Amen. Brother, when the Holy Ghost of God anoints your soul and is in your present life, brother, folks will know about it. Amen. So the Holy Ghost was upon him. So that's his character. That sounds to me like a good man. Have to look for the Lord Jesus to come. Now listen, this man was chosen by the Lord. Amen. God chose him to make known to them in that day who Jesus was. To make known to those in the temple that day and to tell us who Jesus was. God had chosen him to do that job. To be chosen of God. And listen, that leads me to the second thing about this man was his conviction. Amen. And listen, he was sure of the revelation of God that had been given unto him. Revealed by the Holy Ghost. The sweet Holy Spirit was upon him and told him that he would not die till he'd seen the Lord's Christ. That's pretty good medicine for you. That's right. And so he knew he wasn't going anywhere till he seen him. And when he went to the temple every day, he was looking for the Savior to come. Expecting the Lamb of God. And so listen, and not only that, but he was sure of the truth of it. He was sure of that truth. He knew the Lord was coming. Had some promises made. The conviction that he had about that, no doubt they called him crazy. They called him a fool for thinking like that. They just went back every day looking at the door every time somebody come in with a baby at a circumcised. He was wondering in his heart, is this the one? Is this the Lamb of God that I've been looking for? But listen, one day, verse 26, we find the moment of truth. Amen. Verse 26, the Bible said, and it's revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Praise God. Look at this moment of truth. And the Bible tells us here in these scriptures, the Bible said, that listen, when Jesus came into that place, he came by the Spirit into the temple that day. He came to the house of God that day. How many babies had he held? How many had he seen come in that door with a baby in their arms and took them up and blessed them and circumcised them? How many have no doubt dozens and hundreds, maybe thousands that had come in, but he is still looking for one, and God hadn't said that's him yet. But listen, the moment of truth had come that that day, the parents appeared at the door of the temple, coming in with a baby in their arms. Something unusual about that day. Praise God, something unusual was taking place. Hallelujah. Listen, he had the Spirit of God in his heart, and then he had the Savior in his arms. Amen. And when he took that baby in his arms, and the Holy Ghost said, "This is him." And oh, what a blessing that was. And Brother Simeon's heart that day, what a fulfillment of his life. And what a grand way to leave this walk of life, with knowing that God has showed you his will, and you got to see the Lamb of God that come into this world to redeem from their sins. And Brother, listen, had the Savior in his arms. He picked him up, and Brother, the Holy Ghost said, "This is him." And oh, what did he say? Praise God. Listen, and began to have a message. He had a message to send forth. And verses 29 through verses 32, and the Bible said, he said, "Now, Lord," he listened to his words, "Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word." He still believed the word, and his faith was fulfilled that day with the promise that had been made to him. His faith ended in sight. He got to see the Lamb of God. He said, "For my eyes have seen thy salvation." He talked about concerning the Savior, and then he talked about concerning the salvation of God. And my friend, the salvation of God, he said, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." It's not man's salvation this morning, it's God's salvation. He said, "I've seen thy salvation." A salvation lay in a person, and the person's name was Jesus, to save his people from their sins. Oh, yes, my friend, aren't you glad this morning that Jesus came when he did? Aren't you? I know Samuel was so glad. Oh, how many times had he looked? How many times had he wondered, "Is this the day? Is this the child?" But that day, thank God, and he began to talk about, my friend, the salvation of God. He remembered the times and those sacrifices that had been made, and those that had come in with faith in their hearts, looking for one day the Lord would come, getting their sins rolled forward for another year, and year after year they came, time after time. They came there to the temple looking for the Savior to come. But hallelujah, thank God, that day Jesus, my friend's parents walked in the door holding the Lamb of God, the sweet Holy Ghost said, "This is the one." Well, he began to talk about the salvation of God. And amen, "Have mine eyes seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." Have God prepared the salvation of God? It was in the plan of an almighty God that he would redeem us, every sinner, from their sins if they just only believe. And my friend, listen, he came to do that very thing, and to see the salvation of God. He prepared for all before the face of all people. Bubba, listen, this thing wasn't done in a corner. This thing was announced by the choir from heaven that sang, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David, which is Christ the Lord." The angels proclaimed this birth, and the Lamb of God was there in that old stable that day. And this thing was not done in a corner. It was proclaimed among everybody at that time that Jesus was born. And so he began to talk about the salvation of God. Well, first of all, he said, "And it's a light to light the Gentiles." Oh, what a blessing it was that day when the message of salvation was announced to the Gentile world. Those Gentile dogs rejected by the Israel, rejected by the Jew, shunned by those, but my friend recognized by the Lord. Jesus come not just to save the Jew, but he came to save the Gentile. And everybody that would come by faith to him, that's who he came for. Praise God. Jesus, listen, he had a message for the Gentiles, a light to light the Gentiles. Aren't you glad you saw that light one day? Aren't you glad, thank God, the light came to light your heart and convict you of your sins and, brother, draw you to the Lamb of God that took the sin, your sins to Calvary, and then died in your place on the cross. And there today you've got life and you've got light that lights the Gentiles. And the old Gentile dogs are now at one with the people of God, at Jew, Gentile, bond or free. It makes no difference at all. And brother, Jesus died for every man that came into this world, every woman, boy, and girl. And my friend, Jesus died for a light to light the Gentiles. That's his message to the Gentiles. And he proved that in the book of Acts. And my friend, when they began to preach to the Gentiles, he convinced Peter of it there in the house of Cornelius, that God don't call any man unclean. And brother, God came to die for every sinner and every saint of God. And my friend, today that's a saint of God, is that because you once was a sinner, and that God saves you because of his mercy and because of his grace. Amen. So the salvation of God was made known to the Gentiles. And then, of course, it was made known to Israel. And brother, Israel, my friend, I had a redeemer that had come. That Simeon was a Jew. My friend Anna was a Jew. And these folks today, they were Jews. Joseph and Mary were Jews. And they were looking for the Savior. And now there was a glory for his people, Israel. Israel had the glory of God shined among them. And the glory of his people, Israel. And he's not through with them yet, my friend. When the times of the Gentiles has run out, and there'll be a revival in Israel. And brother, they'll see the one that they crucified and say, "Where'd you get those wounds?" He said, "I got it in the house of my friends." Amen. I'm glad Jesus came to die for every sinner. And this morning, amen. Then there's the marvel of the parents. Oh no, they marveled in verse 33. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And they just sat back and just marveled at what they were hearing, what they was a part of. And listen, there's a part of the redemption of souls, of the souls of mankind. And there's a part of the redemption of the Gentiles, and redemption of the Jews. And there was a part of it. And brother, God gave them an important job. And they just marveled at what the Lord was doing and what they were saying about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the baby that they had held and married brought to this world. And Joseph was a stepfather because God was the father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a joy. Listen, that's the time we're living in today. Celebrate his coming. Amen. It's Christmas time. I think about Jesus. Not what you could do in this world to have a good time, but a good time is in the Lord today. And that's what makes Christmas so special today, because of what the Lord has done for a sinful world. Christmas is here, and my friend, God got everything ready for Christmas, and Christmas came, and it was announced to this world that Redeemer had been born in this old world, this old sinful world. Jesus came. And look for him the second time, because he is coming. God bless you on the next Sunday. Amen.